Hi, this is Tanner.
Hi, this is Leona.
Where do you work?
Evonik.
For how long?
Well, I've been there 2 years now, but I was sold recently to Evonik. Prior to that, I worked at Air Products for 35 years.
Was it better at Air Products or Evonik?
It depends. I liked Air Products a lot because I liked the people, but I like Evonik for some of their policies that they have.
What's your favorite sports team?
My favorite sports team. So if we're talking football, it would be the Eagles. If we're talking baseball, it would be the Phillies.
Why?
I like the Philadelphia home teams.
Are you happy that they won the Super Bowl last year?
I am thrilled that they won the Super Bowl. I'm disappointed that they're doing so poorly this season. But nonetheless, I'm a fan, no matter whether they win or lose. I'm a fan, true and true.
Do you have any funny stories that you would like to share?
Oh boy, that's a tough question. Well, there are funny stories about my kids telling their kindergarten
Anything
teacher.
Else?
No, I don't think I... Oh, maybe a funny story is when the dog lays in bed at night and pretends to be sleeping, and when Dad tries to move her out of bed, she pretends to be sleeping and doesn't want to get out of his spot in bed. I find that very funny.
What's your favorite place to go on vacation at?
I love going to Disney World.
Why? Why do you love going to Disney World?
Because it's true what the commercial says. It's the happiest place on earth. It's where you can go and just be carefree and have fun and not worry about anything.
Is there anything else that's really good there that you like?
I like the weather. I like the warm weather and being able to swim whenever you want. I love the holidays at Disney World because they do the holidays more special than any other place I know can celebrate them. I just like seeing all the families and the people and spending time with my family there.
How many times have you been there?
I have been between Disney World and Disneyland at least 12, 13 times now.
Would you like to go out more times?
Oh, yes. Yes, I plan on retiring there. I'm going to work in the bakery on Main Street.
Do you travel for work at Evonik?
Yes, I do. I travel quite a bit. I travel within the U.S. to Virginia and New Jersey, but also I travel outside the U.S. to Canada, Germany, Shanghai, the Netherlands, and Spain.
Is it hard being there without knowing their language?
It's very difficult to be there and not understand the language and not know where you are and not understand the customs and the cultures. And I think the most challenging thing is trying to eat the food in different places because it's very different than how we eat here.
Did you learn anything about their cultures?
I learned that the Asians are very polite and they never, ever complain. So it's hard to understand if they're ever unhappy with anything that you've done because they typically tend not to complain. The Germans are very, very much fun. And the Netherlands is probably the most diverse area. They have the most different cultures and nationalities in the Amsterdam area.
What's the best experience you've had traveling?
I got to see really pretty, pretty places that I probably would have never, ever seen before if it wouldn't have been for my job. Scary traveling by yourself, but at the same time, it's kind of liberating and it makes you a very independent person. and you have to be aware of where you are. And just seeing all the pretty places. Amsterdam was very pretty with all the canals, and Germany was a lot of fun because of the food and the different things that they make there.
What's the scariest thing that you've ever seen on or had traveling?
I got lost in the Netherlands, and I couldn't read the language. And unfortunately, they didn't understand me and my English. So it was very scary to be lost until I found my way back to where I needed to be. But I used a church as an icon to know how to navigate through the city. And by finding that church in the skyline, I found my way back to where I needed to be.
How did you get lost?
Took a wrong turn and then unfortunately couldn't read a sign and tried to come back and just didn't know what way to turn. And that can be very scary when you're in a place that you don't know their language and you can't read their signs.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Why?
Because I get to decorate, and I like to decorate. And my second favorite holiday would be Halloween, because I have a lot of good Halloween decorations, too.
You think you over-decorate or under-decorate?
I probably over-decorate, because for Christmas, let me think, how many trees do I have up? I have up 5 Christmas trees. That's probably over-decorating.
Yeah. What was your... did you enjoy this Thanksgiving?
I enjoyed spending time with my family, and I enjoyed going to lights in the... winter lights at the zoo and taking as many pictures as I could with my family.
What's your favorite hobby?
So I probably have 2 favorite hobbies. I like to bake and, you know, cook in the kitchen and try different dishes. And I have all kind of equipment, choppers and mixers and pots and pans. And I have all kind of fun stuff. And I like to do that to relax. But I also like walking the dog and spending time just walking through the woods with the dogs.
How many dogs do you have?
I have 2 dogs. I have a yellow lab and a black lab.
Which one's your favorite?
That's not fair. I like them both. I like different things about each one of them that makes them very special to me.
Would you consider getting another pet to have 3 dogs?
Well, I would love to adopt a lot of animals just to give them a home, because I think it's so sad when they don't have homes. But I also know that I couldn't realistically take care of all of them, afford all of them, and give all of them my time that they would need. So I think 2 is probably the max that I could handle and be fair to the animal.
What's your favorite food?
I love Italian food. I love the pastas, I love the garlic and the onions, and I love the warm bread that you get with Italian food that you can dip in oil.
What's your favorite clothes brand?
So I like, for winter, Cuddle Duds, because they're nice and warm. But I typically like to shop at the Dress Barn, because I think they have very nice clothing there.
Are you more of like a casual dresser or like a fancy dresser?
I like casual, because casual is comfortable, and I like to be comfortable.
What are you afraid of?
So I'm really afraid when the weather is bad, because I don't like being outside the house when there's bad weather warnings like thunderstorms or ice storms or tornadoes. To me, that's very scary. Because I was out on the road one time and we were driving on the highway and there was a tornado warning, and right in front of us, a road sign ripped out of the road and blew across my car. Didn't hit the car, didn't damage it, but really scared us all a lot, because we were under a tornado warning and we knew we had to get to cover quickly. So I'm very afraid when weather warnings come up. I like to be home.
What's your favorite type of dog?
My favorite type of dog? I love labs and golden retrievers because they're easy to train. They're very docile, family oriented, and they love to swim. And I like taking the dogs for walks and going near creeks and streams so that they can kind of get their feet wet and have some fun. And they're a lot of fun in the backyard when you get the hose out and you have some fun with them.
What's your favorite type of music?
Well, I like country music. I like music from the 80s, which is the time frame I grew up in. And since Christmas is one of my favorite holidays, obviously I like Christmas music a lot.
Do you like singing the songs?
I love to sing, but my boys usually don't like when I sing, so I love singing.
Can you give us an example?
You want me to sing for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Rocking around the Christmas tree, what a happy holiday. How's that?
That's fine. Are you an Android or Apple user?
I love Apple. I have everything Apple. I have an Apple Watch, which unfortunately stopped working. I have an iPhone. I have an iPad. I love the Apple products. They're easy to use. And unfortunately, Evonik gave me a cell phone for work that I have to carry, and that's an Android, and I do not like it. I dislike it terribly. I don't understand how to work it most of the time.
What kind of Apple phone do you have?
I have an iPhone XS Max. And unfortunately, when I got that, believe it or not, my iWatch stopped working. It doesn't pair anymore. So apparently my iWatch is too old and I need a new one. Maybe somebody will get me one for Christmas.
Maybe. So let's say that Disney World is completely destroyed and they can never rebuild it. Where would be your next favorite vacation place?
Oh my God, I'd be so sad. Well, my second place to vacation after Disney World is the beach, because I love the beach. I love walking on the sand, feeling the warm water, having the waves hit me, like watching the sunsets and the sunrises, like all the fun stuff that you could do at the beach and just relaxing and listening to the sound of the water and the breezes.
Is there a specific beach?
Well, I tend to go to Ocean City, Maryland because it's close, but I'll tell you my favorite beach of all. There's two of them. Redondo Beach in California, because it's so pretty to see the California beaches and the sunsets. And then I also like Perdido Beach, which is in the Gulf of Mexico in Florida. That's a very nice, calm beach. So I like a lot of different beaches, but those are my two favorite spots. And I don't get there much because we don't fly to go to the beach. We tend to drive, and those would be too far to drive to.
What would be something that you would never want to do again?
Okay, so I have two things I'd never want to do again. I never, ever want to go deep sea fishing ever again, because going out on the boat, I thought it was a lot of fun, you know, going all over the waves and everything. But when we dropped anchor and I saw no land, that scared me. Because I felt very confined on the boat and I didn't like that. And as soon as we dropped anchor, the boat started to rock a lot up and down. And I got very, very sick, seasick on the boat. And because we were deep sea fishing, it was 6 hours. They wouldn't take us back. I was sick for 6 hours on the boat and many days afterwards. So I didn't like that. The other thing I would never, ever, ever do again is go on the Tower of Terror at Disney World. Because that was just horrible. And do you know why I went on the Tower of Terror?
Why?
I went on the Tower of Terror because my friend, Jerry Lankowski, was the engineer that worked at Air Products, that before he left Otis Elevator, he designed the Tower of Terror. He built the elevator that the Tower of Terror runs on. And he was the engineer to come up with the design. And I worked with him at Air Products. And he told me if I ever got to Florida, I should take my kids on the Tower of Terror. And we went on the Tower of Terror, and it was the most horrible ride of my life because it went up and down really fast. And I would never, ever go on again. And I told Jerry Lankowski that, too.
Was he angry at you?
He laughed, and he said he built it that way to go up and down fast and to go back and forth real fast. And he built it 33 different ways that every time you go on it, you get a different sensation on the ride. And I told him I didn't care what sensation I got on the ride. I would never go on it again.
What's your favorite movie?
I love Star Wars. I like all the Star Wars movies. Probably my favorite one was the first one, but everyone thereafter got better, and the series that they put on TV was the best as well. And after Star Wars, my next favorite would be the Marvel Comics, because I love the Iron Man series.
What's your preferred vehicle type?
My favorite car that I ever had was my Mustang, because it was a sporty car. It was beautiful. It had a nice sunroof, and it was just a real nice sports car for a young person to have. But it wasn't practical when we got married and we had kids, so now I drive a more family-oriented vehicle.
Did you ever have any medical disorders?
You mean like, was I ever really sick?
Yeah.
So.
Something major.
So thankfully I've never been really, really sick, but I have had some serious things happen to me. I got bit by a dog one time, and it was very bad, and it got infected, and it was my little finger. But unfortunately, it got so infected that they thought they were going to have to amputate my arm, because the infection just kept going throughout my arm. But what they did was, I had a really good doctor. He actually removed the bone from my finger, and he put a fake bone and some pins in, and I'm just missing my little finger. And I had a really good doctor who saved me. But other than that, you know, I really haven't had, thankfully, anything serious. I'm grateful for that, because you want to be healthy. I've had some foot surgeries. I have some, you know, foot issues, but that's okay. I can handle that. And I wear glasses because I can't see very far without them. But other than that, I'm good.